For Steve Coll, the impetus for Private Empire flowed right out of his previous New York Times bestseller, The Bin Ladens.
My last book project was about Saudi Arabia and the Bin Laden family, and I was just interested in the story of how Osama bin Laden had been radicalized and the broader story of sort of social change and political change in Saudi Arabia. And when I came out of that project, I thought, you know, I really should write something about oil and American power in the world and how it's changing. And there was a book some years ago called The Prize by Dan Yergin that was a big sort of inspiration about how the oil industry expanded after the Second World War, and it was a story about big oil in the era of discovery, and I thought it was time to write something about big oil in an era of limits.
Steve Coll settled on the story of ExxonMobil, from the Exxon Valdez oil spill in 1989 through the Deepwater Horizon catastrophe in 2010, and started to assemble and dig into a voluminous ExxonMobil paper trail.
All of the Securities and Exchange Commission filings, I filed Freedom of Information Act requests with the government and got lots of documents out of that, and then also all the different lawsuits that you can look at to try to learn about how things really work inside a company when otherwise the company might not want to talk about one aspect or another of its operations. A lot of records, a lot of reading, a lot of traveling.
He also did interviews, 450 of them, many with former ExxonMobil employees.
It's a company that's very closed. They don't invite much scrutiny. Their public relations strategy, they say themselves, is to say no comment in 50 different languages. They have a system of internal discipline that emphasizes that employees and managers should absolutely not talk to reporters without permission under any circumstances, at pain of loss of retirement benefits and lots of other things. So, you know, they definitely hang together in that way. But, you know, people retire and people make their own decisions. It's a free country, and not everybody's in, you know, intimidated by those kinds of rules, and you just have to keep knocking on doors. I would say that the refusal rate as a journalist, that is the number of people who say, I'm not going to help you, was higher in this case than in any I can think of, but that just means you have to knock on more doors to get the insights you want.
Steve Coll discovered that one of ExxonMobil's biggest concerns is replenishing its reserves as it refines and sells oil and gas.
ExxonMobil produces 4.5 million barrels of oil equivalent, oil and gas, every day. And so you multiply that times 365 days, and you're talking about a lot of oil and gas you've got to find and replace each year. And the problem is the big pools of oil in the world, in the Middle East, are off limits to companies like ExxonMobil because of what is called resource nationalism, the view of the governments of those countries and their people that they just don't want foreign corporations to own their oil and gas. So if you can't get access to the big pools of safe, easy oil, then you end up being driven into these risky frontiers. On the one hand, they are entirely devoted every hour of every day to risk management. That's what their whole, you know, sort of operating system is about, and it's almost like a cult focused on risk management and really automating everything. And they've got a pretty good record since the Valdez, but not a perfect one. But I do think they're kidding themselves in the big picture about how much risk they're really taking on. They are being driven by their own business imperatives into more and more risky environments. The Arctic, drilling in incredibly harsh conditions, deep water offshore. Now, they'll tell you, look, we got it under control. We have systems to make sure we don't make any mistakes. But quite a lot of the environments where they're working are areas where it hasn't been done before. And there are human beings involved. And these are very complicated systems. And we see again and again when people tell us, oh, it can't happen, nuclear accident in Japan or the Valdez or Deepwater Horizon, you know, we know that human systems are fallible.
Steve Coll, author of the widely acclaimed and highly recommended new book, Private Empire, ExxonMobil and American Power. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.